There is an untold number of COVID-19 survivors across the world who struggle with long-term symptoms and complications from the virus. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, this has led to the creation of dedicated programs for long-term treatment, and they're expanding as the need continues to grow.
Vic Guerra was admitted to a hospital in Hartford in late March with what are now known as COVID-19 symptoms. He was quarantined immediately, separated from his wife.
I saw her maybe 15, 20 feet away, and I just barely raised my hand and said goodbye to her. And it's here for a month.
The 57-year-old was intubated and spent 11 days on a ventilator, which helped him breathe. Like so many others who required intensive care, Guerra was transferred to a rehabilitation hospital for a short time before he could go home. He thought the worst was behind him, but by midsummer, his health wasn't getting better.
The exhaustion was just so severe, and headaches were back. My balance got worse, and then the brain fog set in.
Guerra then found an online support group for COVID-19 survivors run by Gaylord Hospital in Wallingford.
Not until I was contacted did I learn that, oh my God, there's other people like me that are suffering almost identical situations.
Scientists don't yet know how common long-term complications and symptoms occur in survivors, but what they do know is that these problems can be both physical and mental in nature, and they can prevent people from making a full recovery. That's why Dr. Jerry Kaplan says Gaylord joined other health organizations across the country in creating an outpatient COVID-19 recovery program.
We're now seeing patients that have had some of those symptoms for 8-9 months.
Kaplan says the symptoms and complications run the gamut, from respiratory problems, heart issues, neurological deficits, and more. The outpatient program offers occupational and physical therapies, as well as nutrition guidance and psychological treatment.
Certainly, as we see more patients who are hospitalized with COVID now, we will continue to see the need for COVID recovery programs in the future.
The post-COVID-19 recovery program at Yale Medicine started as a one-day-a-week clinic. It's now open 3 days.
We're getting more referrals as people are further and further from their acute infection with persistent symptoms.
That's Dr. Denise Lutchman-Singh, a pulmonary and critical care physician who leads the Yale recovery program. She and her colleagues expected that the patients who had moderate to severe COVID-19 illnesses would be the ones needing recovery services the most. But that's only been partly true.
Because patients who were classified as mild disease have also had persistent symptoms, almost as severe as a patient who was hospitalized in an intensive care unit.
The clinic is also treating a wide age range. Lutchman-Singh says the long-term symptoms can be especially challenging for her youngest patients.
They expected to recover very quickly and move on. If they were in their 30s or 40s, physically fit before, I've had patients who were runners before and athletic in inclination, who now struggle to walk up a flight of stairs.
Dr. Serena Spudich says she too is seeing a surprising number of younger patients at a neuro-COVID clinic at Yale Medicine. Many patients were never hospitalized but are now experiencing numbness and tingling, headaches, loss or impaired senses of smell, taste, or hearing, as well as cognitive impairment. Spudich says there needs to be more research into the links between severity of COVID-19 illness and long-term complications.
It's really important to try to understand why some people get these neurologic issues, and many people don't seem to, right? I mean, I know lots of people who've recovered from COVID who seem completely fine.
But what patients often want to know is, when will their health get back to what it was prior to COVID-19? And Spudich says health experts don't yet have a good answer to that.
So although I can't say when are these general symptoms going to end, I think it is very helpful for patients to realize, but some of the symptoms you're having, we really do have good treatments for.
For Vic Guerra, he tries to take his recovery one day at a time.
Wake up in the morning, sit on the edge of the bed, be thankful for this day, and don't be negative. And my parents always said, it's easy to find the negative in anybody or anything, look for the positive.
Health experts urge COVID-19 survivors to seek professional help if they are still experiencing lingering health issues 6 weeks after their acute illness. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.